but it's never crashed so far. Touch lots of wood.
Oh man.
But I like the danger factor, the possibility that it could just go wrong at any minute.
That's good enough. I mean, no, it's a great tool though for I mean, the way you're using it, and you know, it seems like it adds a lot to what you can do to your DJ sets there. But what else do you have? I mean, what can people? Well, first, I guess people can find you tomorrow night over at Tribeca Grand
That's
Hotel.
Right, yeah.
You're going to be playing over there, and then, what records do you have coming out that people? I mean, I know there's, you know, I've been playing the Contort Yourself, you know, that Z Records thing that you said was just out here.
Yeah, for some reason the distribution in Europe doesn't seem to exist, so it's meant to be coming out late January in the UK, so that's quite a first. It came out first in the States. Apart from that, I've done another mix of this Glasgow band who've been signed to Z Records. They're actually the only artists that are going to be on Z, it seems. They're called Michael Dracula, but I have no idea when that's going to come out, sometime this year.
That was the remix you were
I
playing.
I played that earlier. It's a song called Destroy Yourself.
Apart
from that, I seem to have this bizarre thing where French labels seem to get us to remix the records. Everything I'm doing is coming out on French labels.
Really? They love you.
Yeah, big French. In France. Yeah. Well, at least you get to go over and have a nice trip and eat the food and drink the wine and see the women. But we're very haphazard. We kind of don't have any plans for what we do. We just kind of like do it and records will come out. But we've never had a strategy, and I can't imagine we'll ever get it together to have one. So there might be some records out this year.
Right.
There might not.
All right.
There should be a mix CD out via Tiger Sushi at some point in 2004.
Okay. All right. And then I guess what else do we want to say? Well, your website again is optimo.co.uk.
That's right, yeah.
Right. And I don't know. Well, who's your partner at Optimo?
My partner is Johnny Wilkes, and we do like everything together. We run the club, we run the label, we DJ together. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it over this trip. Only one of us could come, so I engineered it so that it was me that got to come. But hopefully we'll both be back later in the year.
Yeah.
I hope.
Actually, I don't know what I wanted to ask you about was... I was reading about how you were in the band Mount Florida.
Yeah.
What was that? Well, I mean, I've never heard it before.
Yeah, no one's ever heard it. I had an old friend, and me and him in Glasgow, we just, like, just one day a week, we would get together and just like do music with like no plans for anything to happen. And one day we realized we'd kind of got an album's worth of material, and I just thought it would be a riot to send it out to all these labels. Didn't expect to hear anything back. Then I got a phone call one Christmas Eve from Gerard Colsloy, who runs Matador Records, saying that he loved it. Could they put it out? We were like, yeah, sure. So we did three singles and an album for Matador, which absolutely bombed. It's probably partly responsible for the fact that Matador had to sell 50% off the label to Beggar's Banquet. I think they were trying to kind of go in different musical directions, and the Matador core audience didn't really get it. No one else got it. The only person I think that I know that actually bought it was my sister. So thanks for.
But what was the sound of that? I mean,
it was all over the place. It was kind of like more what you would like listen to at home. It was quite a lot of like dub in it. There was a lot of like played instruments in, but put into the computer and then kind of rejigged. There used to be a band from Scotland called Ganger, who were kind of like post-rock, I guess, and we used loads and loads of like their multi-tracks and kind of used that. So it was trying to sound like a band, but it was all done by computers.
We
had an absolute blast doing it and didn't really care that no one bought it. So,
and when was that?
That was 2000, I think the first singles came out. I think the album came out 2001, or was it 2000?
And when did Optimo start?
Optimo started in 97.
Okay.
So we just had our sixth birthday just before Christmas.
Yeah, that's great. And what, I mean, what's the idea behind Optimo? I mean, is there any, I mean...
No, the idea was just of like musical freedom. We'd both been, myself and Johnny, had been like techno DJs for like 10 years.
Really?
And I was just like bored to death. When techno and house first came along, it was like a really open-minded thing. You could play all sorts of music within the confines of house and techno. But over the years, it became so genre-specific.
Right.
And the club that I'd been doing, which was called Pure, which was like a techno club in Edinburgh, the crowd that came there became obsessed with just like one bar loop grinding techno, and it just made me want to like kill myself. You know, and I was like, right, I'm going to give up DJing. But then I got this opportunity to start this Sunday night, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just do this for like some of my friends who are like maybe a bit older, want to hear like, don't want to hear banging music, we can just play whatever we wanted. So we did it for about a year. We knew everyone that came. There was maybe like 50, 60 people came a week. Then 1 week, it was packed. There was like 500 people just overnight. And it stayed like that ever since. And we have no idea why, from 1 week to the next, it suddenly caught on. But it's a riot. We can play literally whatever we want. It's total musical freedom. If you love music, you love music. And you shouldn't be fitting into any boundaries. If you can dance to all sorts of music.
Right, so. Yeah. That's great. No, that's perfect. So that club that you DJ at fits 500 people?
Yeah, about that,
Wow, and on a Sunday night.
It's crazy, you know, and it's like a really young audience. Again, when we started it, we thought there's going to be like a 30-something crowd of like old jaded people with beer guts like myself, but it's a really young crowd with so much energy, and they want to know about all this music that from like before they were born. I mean, we play lots of up-to-date music, but we're obsessed with kind of like that no-wave era in New York. And these kids, now they all know about the Contortions. They come up and ask about this music. For me, that's like makes the whole thing worthwhile, that you're turning on another generation to all this stuff. And then they're all now being inspired, forming bands. And I think Glasgow's got like the best band scene it's had in the whole 20 years.
Even with the population going down.
Yeah, even with everyone's leaving, but they're all joining back.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's great. Well, thank you again for coming
on
this. You know, I'm sorry about the needle problems.
It was my record. It's not your needle.
But again, Twitch will be playing tomorrow night over at the Tribeca Grand Hotel, along with Errol and Headman. And if you want, I'll be putting this mix up online. Hopefully I can get it up online this weekend or something like that. If you want to check it out, what he played. And the website for this radio show is www.beatsinspace.net, BEATSINSPACE.net. And Beats in Space every Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on WNYU 89.1 FM. And I guess I'm going to play some records for the last hour or so of the show, but thank you again. I mean, I can't say enough.
Thank you again.
It was really great.
It was a total pleasure.
Enjoyed
it.
All right, here we go.